K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Yeah. like a thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night.
Oh, he's coming.
He's coming back.
Like a thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night.
Get your house ready.
Get your house ready.
Get your soul right.
Get your soul.
A thief in the night.
Of a loved one can be devastating and painful, but recovery and transformation are possible through Soul Care Grief Coaching. They are here to help you through the pain with one-on-one coaching sessions by phone, online, or in person. Soul Care Grief Coaching, 318-794-0750, online at www.soulcaregriefcoaching.com. Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, supports you during your mourning and guides you into recovery. Don't let grief and depression have the last word in your life. Soul Care Grief Coaching. Coaching sessions available now.
I am Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, and I want you to know that you are not alone.
Soul Care Grief Coaching is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. KAYT Gina Alexandria 88.1.
To worship and praise God. so much for joining us today on 88.1. Hey, we are anointed and obedient vessels of God's ministry all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are here on the radio station with our chief apostle Long and Amen. Apostle Fran Long.
Amen.
We just thank God. We bless God.
Yeah.
If you have any prayer requests, if you have any need, please don't hesitate to call 318-484-2500. Once again, that number is 318-484-2500. There is an 877 number, but I don't have that in front of me right now. But we will have that on the next commercial break for the ones who are out of town that you can call in any prayer request. We're going to start off with a little worship. We want to give you a little taste of what's going to happen tonight at the Revival at 704 Wilson Street in Glenmore, Louisiana, Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. Yes, Hurricane Ida is coming. But see, there's going to be a spiritual storm that's going to come through the house before the hurricane comes.
Amen.
I want you to know about it. Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to be in the house.
Yes,
not only is he going to come back to get us all and take us on up to heaven, but he's going to be in the Revival at 704 Wilson Street at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church, Pastor Savannah Sumbler, tonight at starting at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss the mighty move of God. Go ahead, woman of God.
Well, blessings to you all. I'm going to share just this little bit of worship because I believe that it is befitting for what is needed for the people on tonight. And we're just going to let the praises of God rise.
Yes, 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 yes.
And the song just says, let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight on the inside, on the inside of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified and you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high.
Cut it off right there. You better cut it off.
So if there's a need,
yes, Lord.
If there's a prayer request,
yes, Lord.
We want you to make sure that you call the number
for
prayer today. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and he wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Call that number, 318-484-2500. Oh, call the number, 318-484-2500. We want to pray for you. We want to intercede for you. Whatever the need may be, Jesus is in the house.
Yes.
And he's willing and he's wanting to heal you. He wanting to meet your need. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Yes, you're the apostle.
Oh, man. We are excited, excited, excited about the move of God. Listen, I believe in the supernatural. I believe in the supernatural power of God. And I believe that while some of us may be afraid of the hurricane coming, God can turn that hurricane back around.
Yes.
You need to be. You need to get at that service tonight. It's going to be a powerful move of God, powerful man of God coming, powerful worship, powerful experience, and most of all, God's going to be there.
Yes.
That's the most important.
Yes.
And so I look forward to seeing some of your face from the station in the place.
Amen.
Amen. Make sure you wear your mask and you get sanitized and all that wonderful stuff.
Yes.
But God is more powerful than the Ida, than the corona, than all of it. Amen. And so I'm looking forward to a move of God, and I'm excited to be in a place I've never been in before to experience the power of God with people I've never experienced it with before, and some I have before. Just to be in the presence of God with believers, amen. And we should know what that means after the last year of not being able to have church together and fellowship with one another, how important it is for us to come together, whether masked or not. Amen. As long as we come together under the auspices of the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Amen. And experience a move of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. To this evening, the service is going to start at 7 p.m. The service is going to start at 7 p.m. this evening at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. The address is 704 Wilson Street, Glenmore, Louisiana, 71433. Once again, the pastor is Pastor Savannah Sumler. And also, we want you to know that not only is this church is going to be in Glenmore, but we're here. We are the church.
Amen.
So the church is right here. And the church is here today to pray for those that are sick in their bodies, those that are believing for loved ones to come out of a bad situation, that God would turn around and make it for good. We're here to intercede, not just on our behalf, but also upon your behalf. So if you need prayer today, please call the number here at 88.1. Also, this evening, that prophet is Eddie Edwards. Eddie Edwards, he will be our guest speaker this evening, all the way from Beaumont, Texas. So come out and hear the man of God in the name of Jesus. And also, there's guest soulist. She just called a few minutes ago. Elder Trisha Green out of Marshall, Texas. We shout glory.
Glory.
She will be in the house. She's excited about the move of God tonight, and likewise we are too. So call that number.
We're just excited about what God is getting ready to do. Come in expectations. Come to receive the word of God, and not just receive the word of God, but be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. God is wanting to do something new in your life today, and you just need to come and let him be glorified in you and through you. Amen?
Amen.
We're getting ready to go into prayer now. So if you have any type of a prayer request, please feel free and call the number 88.1. The number is
318-484-2500. Once again, that's 318-484-2500.
Amen. We do have one prayer request, and it's for a young man. He was in a bad situation and with his children and stuff, so we did have someone to text us. So, Apostle, would you lead us in prayer on that for us, please?
Absolutely would. Before I go there, if I could say this, I feel led in my spirit to say this, the Bible, Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I don't know who needed to hear that today, but I felt led in my spirit to drop that scripture off. Father, we thank you for this young man. We thank you for his life. We thank you for you are God, and you are all knowing and all wise and all kind, God. Father, you care about your children. You care about what we go through. You care about what we encounter. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would begin to move on his behalf, that you would begin to lean in his direction, and that you would make a way out of no way, that you would open doors that may have been closed in his face, that you would begin to speak to those that are connected to the situation and begin to turn things around concerning him. Father, I thank you in advance, for we don't pray amiss. We pray and believe, Father. We pray and know that what we pray, you hear. We know that you said you hear us before we pray. And I thank you in advance for being a God that's going to move when you hear your child's voice. God, I thank you for being an intercessor and having the spirit of intercession, that you would move on behalf of others when we open our mouth, God. And so I pray as an intercessor in this moment that you would apostolically and prophetically move on his behalf, that you would open every closed door, that you would move in every situation, even if I feel this in my spirit heavy, even in the court, God, go in the court and do whatever you need to do, God. Father, be God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can you pray for someone who's dealing with drug addiction right now?
Absolutely. Yes. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your love, for your power, for your continual grace and mercy. God, we ask, oh God, that you would, number one, forgive us, oh God, for every sin and every addiction that we have acted in that removed your power and your hand from our lives. And God, we come against now the spirit of addiction in every aspect, oh God, whether it's alcoholism, drugism, sex, oh God, or being manipulative. Oh God, we come against, oh God, those things that hinder your work in our lives. And God, we ask that your power would fall afresh, oh God, that a renewing of mind and renewing of spirit will come, oh God, and that your spirit would overtake the addiction right now in the name of Jesus. For all power belongs to you, and you are the creator of our minds, and you are the creator of all of us anyway, and the creator of the universe. So as we come to you, oh God, humbly, with our head bowed down and our hearts humble towards you, we ask that you would move on the behalf, oh God, of the addicted. God, deliver, oh God, whatever the trigger is that caused the addiction to rise up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are he, Hanamaha. You are he, oh God, that is and is to come. And because we know you to be such a truthful God and such a loving God and a merciful God, God, you are he that can deliver us in the twinkling of an eye. So even before the pipe or the drink goes up to the lips, God, we ask, God, that you would cause a dismantling of it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you would break the back of the enemy, oh God, in the addiction, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would heal the mind and heal the heart of that one that is working in addiction, that is walking in addiction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus.
We know that some are calling in now for the prayer line. Who do we have on the line with us today? Who do we have on the line with us today? Hi, Ms. Harris. How can we pray with you today?
I'm having a problem where I live, and the landlord where I live in Bethel Apartments has been harassing me, intimidating me, putting all kinds of note on my door. I've been out there 16 years, and they just came out here there. And I have to get a lawyer. Mm. And I'm praying and asking you that the lawyer be able to put a stop to that I'm going through.
Amen.
Well, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Ms. Harris to you right now, Father. Father, you said that he that has begun a good work is faithful and just to complete it until the day of judgment, Lord God. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over her home right now, Lord God. I cover her home now with the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, from the front door to the back door, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now that you, oh God, will get the glory out of her life, oh God, that she will continue to be able to live in her home, oh God. Nothing missing, God, and nothing broken, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will send the right lawyer, Lord God, to go in, oh God, and do a spiritual healing and a spiritual surgery in the courtroom, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray victory over her right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you hear us when we pray, Lord God. And then, Lord, you said that a 2-4 cord, a 3-4 cord, God, is not easily broken, Lord God. So we lay her right now at your feet, God, and we thank you, oh God. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that it is already done, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for calling in, Ms. Harris. Remember what the Bible says. You stand on the promises of God, for his promises are unto you is yea and amen. The Bible says a 2 or 3 accord is not easily broken, just like my sister said. And he said that one could put 1,000 to flight, but 2 could put 10,000. So you stand on the word of God, and you decree and you declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the enemy has to leave you alone. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. God bless you, and thank you for calling. Once again, we are here on the prayer line. If you need prayer, please call in to 318-484-2500. We do have an 877-464-2500 number that you can call in at any time and come, and we're going to bombard heaven on your behalf today. Yes. In Jesus' name.
We have another request. Debbie Pelican. Request, you can put them in. She asking for prayer for her and her family.
What was her name?
Debbie Pelican.
Okay. Father, right now in the authority of Jesus' name, Father, we bless and we praise you. We just magnify you. Father, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is everywhere.
Yes.
And so, Father, we send the word over Debbie and her family.
Father, what the enemy has meant for evil, Lord God, you will turn it around and make it for good. Father, we come against every spiritual wickedness that's trying to attack this family. Father, we plead your precious blood of Jesus over Debbie and her household. For Debbie, you and your household shall be saved in the name of Jesus. For your word says, a sanctified wife will sanctify her household. And so, Father, we touch and agree with heaven, Lord God. Heaven in her home, God. Heaven over her children, God. In the name of Jesus. And we decree, God, we decree that Debbie will have a good report concerning her family. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank also you, have Jesus. Another repair, prayer request for healing for Miss Onetta Conley.
Father, I thank you in advance, for you are the God, you are the healer.
Yes.
You are Come the God now. Of a healing. You are the great physician.
Oh, yes, you
Father,
are.
And I thank you that you're going to move on Miss Onetta today,
yes,
God.
Lord,
that you'll begin to make her bones move. And you know what the issues in her body, God.
Yes, Lord,
Father, we thank you. In Elama Shandio,
yes,
we thank you that you're going to go and perform surgery
yes.
on her body, God. That you are a healer, God, when we're not even sure what's going to happen, God. Father, we thank you that we believe your report.
Yes,
whose
Lord.
Report shall we believe?
Yes,
and we believe the report
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes.
And we know, oh God, that even though the enemy may say it's
yes,
not going to work and that it's not going to happen, we know, oh God,
yes,
that if you say so, that it is so, God.
Yes.
And we thank you in advance, God,
yes,
for healing her body, moving throughout her limbs. Let
yes.
your Holy Spirit begin to
yes,
just fall on her, God,
yes,
and move through her bones and her back and her legs and her
yes,
feet,
God,
like never before, God. God, I thank you that even as I'm praying for her, we come against cancer today.
Yes,
we come against diabetes today.
Yes,
we come against obesity.
Yes,
we come against schizophrenia yes, and bipolarism.
Yes,
mental illnesses. We come against, oh my God, gout today, God. We come against sarcoidosis today. We come against thyroid issues today. We come against, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance, oh God, for you are the healer. God, and even as you heal her body, you're going to heal others that may listen to this. You're going to heal others that may hear this today, God. Father, that may just be passing through like blind Bartimaeus. God, I thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We thank you for joining us today on the radio station in the prayer line this afternoon. We want to just give everyone an opportunity to pray
yes,
and to call in that number 318-484-2500, 877-464-2500. If you have any prayer requests, don't hesitate. We are here to pray and intercede on your behalf.
Yes.
And we're going to, if there's no one else that's calling in right now, we want to let you pray for mental issues,
yes,
mental mind issues.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Father, we thank you now. We praise and magnify you, O God, for moving on behalf of the mental issues, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are dealing with, O God, schizophrenia and dementia and Alzheimer's right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against, O God, memory loss, O God, both long-term and short-term memory loss. God, we come against, O God, the lustful lack of desire, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that all of our mental issues were laid on the cross for your healing and your deliverance, oh God, and there's nothing that can come against what you have done in our lives. Father, I pray, oh God, I pray, oh God, for those who are dealing with stress and anxiety in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against, oh God, depression and suicide in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel out those spirits in operation now. We come against, oh God, pride and arrogance, oh God, which are all mental issues that come and hinder the heart. God, we thank you, oh God, that you said in your word that as a man think of in his heart, so is he. We thank you that the principal matter of our heart is changing because our thoughts are changing. Father, you said that that if we lay aside every weight and sin that would easily beset you, that you would move on our behalf. So God, we lay aside, oh God, our mental issues now, our mental instability, God, in the mighty name name of Jesus. We come against, oh God, the argumentative spirit, oh God, the spirit of defense, oh God, that would come to hinder your work in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you now, and we believe it to be done, oh God, for you are the God of the miraculous, and you're the only one that can deal with our mental mind. And God, we thank you that our perception is changing because of the healing that you're moving in our lives. We thank you, God, that our triggers are being delivered and healed, oh God, because of our renewal of mind. You said, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So even on today, we're being transformed. We're being transfigured over to your blood and over to your power to think as you would cause us to think and to do as you would cause us to do. For you said that my thoughts are not yours and neither are my ways yours. But if our thinking comes up and elevating in a mature place, that you'll be able to move on our behalf more swiftly. So God, we thank you. We charge our minds to be changed on today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, and we thank you so much for just sending in your prayer requests. You can send them in on Facebook. We are live right now on Facebook. So any prayer requests that you have, I've shared the Facebook page. You can just pray, say, pray for me, and we will be more than happy to pray for you. We shared it on Enrique Long's Facebook. He's on Facebook Live all around the world. You can call the number 318-484-2500 or 877-464-2500, and your prayer request can be, we can intercede for you. Now, we don't want to forget the revival that is going to happen tonight. Yes, the come on, y'all, the revival that's going to happen.
Revival fire.
Come on, fire, fall.
Come on.
You know what? It ain't going to be nothing but the Holy Ghost.
Higher.
See, when the cleansing power of the Holy Ghost comes on, come on. Come on in the room. When he comes on into your presence, there can't be nothing but a change that's going to happen.
Yes,
see,
ma'am.
When Moses met up with that burning bush, he didn't go back away from that burning bush the same way that he went there. He was changed.
Come on.
He was changed.
Yes.
So we just believe in God for miracles. Yes. Come on, y'all.
Yes, indeed. And wonders.
Because we believe.
Come on, big honest.
Yes,
on,
ma'am.
Lord,
hallelujah.
On, yes. That's what I'm talking about. We just believe upon God.
Yes, yes.
We believe God, despite of whatever the report may be. We believe God. My Bible tells me to have faith what?
In God.
And faith means you're going to do what?
Believe.
That's what it means. Amen. So we just believe in God for a mighty move of God tonight. Yes, come on, Chief Apostle.
Amen.
We praise God. And I thank him for not only what he's going to do tonight, but what he's did in so many lives that have listened to this prayer today. And I just want to encourage someone and just let you know that God, I feel to say this prophetically, that God is getting ready to open a door that's been shut. The scripture says that, behold, I stand before you a door. And I don't know who it is that's on this live today or listening on this broadcast today, but I feel in my spirit that there's been some doors shut in some folks' face.
Oh,
and
God,
that you've been trying to wait and do whatever you can do.
Come on.
But God is saying, just let me have my way, and I'll stand the same door they wouldn't let you through. I'll create a way in.
Jesus.
And oh my, I just want to encourage somebody to tell you that, behold, God is standing a door before you. And he's getting ready to open, hallelujah, he's getting ready to open an opportunity. Glory to God. You know, some folk want to be famous, and they want to do all kind of things, but the Lord keeps saying to me, all I got to do is open one door can change your life.
My
hallelujah.
God.
All you need head. Glory to God. I don't know if we can do that on the radio, but I felt God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want you to know that you just need one door. You don't need a whole bunch of opportunities. All you need is one that can open up every opportunity. Somebody's business is on the verge of being shut down, but God's getting ready to open a door for your business. Somebody, help, glory to God. Somebody's child is in a wayward situation, but God is getting ready to open a door.
Come on.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody is dealing with a court case, and you don't know what's going to happen, but God is getting ready to open a door. Come on. Somebody just needs peace of mind, and God's just going to open a door for you to have that peace of mind. Glory to God. Behold, I stand before you, a door. Hallelujah. I wasn't supposed to get that excited, but we praise God because there's a door. Amen. And there's a door that's getting ready to open for you, and it's going to be a life-changing opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise
Praise God. We receive the word by faith. If you're a believer, you better hang on to it. You better grab hold to the coattail. You better grab hold to the word. It's life for your bones, you guys. But amen. Once again, if you need prayer this afternoon, the number is 318-484-2500. And the toll-free number is 877-464-2500. We're going to have another prayer right now. We're going to be praying for someone that is in a bad situation. Relationships, and we're going to pray for a relationship. This person is in a bad situation in relationships, and also we're also going to pray for our leaders of the Alexandria and the surrounding areas, because this leadership here in Alexandria, and not just Alexandria, but all these little areas, has been under attack. These different types of spirits trying to come against the leaders here, and not just leaders, spiritually leaders, but also the ones that's in government official, politics. So we need to pray for the city, and we need to pray for the men and women of God. Amen. Bridget's going to start us off. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just bless you. We praise you. The spirit of abuse is, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Whether it's a female abusing a man or a man abusing a female, devil, you are a liar. I'm not gonna speak to the victim. I'm gonna speak to the spirit that's behind you, that's making you hit this woman or hit this man. In the authority of Jesus' name, you are a liar from the very pits of hell. If God be for that person, who can be against them? Father, I come against the spirit of abuse right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind your attack. I bind your attack in your seed in Jesus' name. That person shall live, and they shall not die. Their self-esteem shall live. They shall live. Their mind shall live. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. When they try to draw their hand to hit them, Lord, let there be a force to knock them back. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them know that this is a child of the Most High God. Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you and I praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You spirit of abuse, you are a liar. You are a liar. Father, I pray for the self-esteem of your people, that they would know who they are in Christ Jesus. They would know that they're more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. They would know that they are the head and not the tail in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you're raising them up and you're calling them out of ashes into beauty, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bless you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Glory be to God.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up those that are in bereavement right now, Lord God. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you comfort their hearts, to comfort their minds, comfort their spirit, man, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of all comfort, Father. In the name of Jesus, be with them, lead them, guide them, and direct them, Lord God. Oh, God, give them your peace, your understanding, Lord God. Let them know, oh, God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that their loved ones, oh God, are with you in your bosom, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now that you have already went before them, that you've already made every crooked path straight. Oh God, I bless you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you now for city officials. Yes. We thank you, oh God, for politics, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, oh God, that the government shall rest on your shoulders. So even now, oh God, we bring the government and the city officials and those newly appointed before your throne of mercy on today. And we ask, God, that you would move on the city's behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come against, oh God, every principality and every work of wickedness, oh God, in this area, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would reign afresh, oh God, for your people need a refreshing like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that your protection would go across this land In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, oh God, that your power is active and it's working. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against, oh God, the spirit of doubt that would want to cause your people, oh God, to fear and to reject your word because of their fear. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, we thank you, oh God, for you are the God of another chance. You are the God that provides, oh God, for your people. God, we come against the spirit of poverty that lies deep within your people, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the principality of poverty, oh God, over the minds of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that you're opening up doors of opportunity for your people. We thank you, God, that you're opening up doors, oh God, and that you're encouraging the people. God, we pray, oh God, that those who are downtrodden will be uplifted on today. For you said to lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Let there be a glory cloud that raised over the people on today. Let there be a glory cloud that rests upon the shoulders of your people on today. Rain on them afresh. Rain on them afresh, oh God, that they don't go back to a place of loss, but they are found and they'll stay found in you. For God, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. And we thank you for the liberty in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of frustration that your people don't call out about, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the secret frustrations, the heartaches, oh God, that they can't talk about, we cover them. In the mighty name of Jesus, apply your blood, oh God, to every transgressor, oh God. And God, we pray, oh God, that the spirit of forgiveness will open up over the hearts of your people, oh God. Those who have been struggling to forgive, oh God. All of those who have done things, oh God, that have caused offense. God, we cover them now in the mighty name of Jesus by your power and by your blood. And those who have caused the offense, oh God, cause the spirit of conviction to rise up in them now to make their affairs right. For even now, oh God, the times are near where death is all around us. And don't let nobody die, oh God, without a heart open towards your power and your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that even now the heart of Pharaoh is changing in the government. The heart of Pharaoh is changing in the councilmen. The heart of Pharaoh is changing in every area where your power needs. You're going to move on that behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe it.
Yes, God.
We believe it, oh God. We believe it. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. And we thank you for your power of agreement amongst us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those in power in agreement over the lines, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those in agreement over the Facebooks and social medias. We pray now, oh God, that even now the spirit of utterance will overtake those who don't know the words to say. And God, those who are not saved, that they will come across this live, oh God. They will come across this radio broadcast, and they'll give their lives to Christ. They'll rededicate their lives to Christ. They'll resubmit to a ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the spirit of fear be canceled. In the name of Jesus, there is no sickness that's greater than God's power. There is no authority that's greater than God's power. Let your power fall.
Yes, God.
Woo! Let your power fall.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, we thank you, God. We thank you for spiritual leaders in this city. Father, we thank you for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every evangelist, every prophet. Father, we come against the witches of this region. And we thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God, that the same spirit of fatigue that has hit these leaders, the tiredness, the weariness. Father, you said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season. Allow this to be their due season. Allow this to be the time of refreshing. Allow this to be the time of joy. Father, we thank you for every leader that has kept going, that has kept moving in the time of hardship, in the time, oh God, where they could have quit, where they should have probably shut down their doors, but something kept them moving. Your spirit kept tugging on them. Father, and I pray that the same spirit that called them reminds them of what you called them to do, God. Father, I thank you in advance, oh God, that the glory is going to be revealed in this region, that you're going to get the power, oh God, and even those that are divided divided, oh God. Divided by denomination, divided by traditionalism, but divided by, oh my God, divided by things that do not matter, that you will begin to bring them together. Like number four, God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are opening the eyes, oh God, of us, glory to God, that have come, oh God, to worship just your name, Father, long as you're the common denominator. Bring these pastors together. Bring these leaders together. We're better together. We can fight better together, Father. There's some pastor that's been an island that's dealing with depression, Father. Touch their mind, God. Touch their mind that we don't get another report of another leader committing suicide because they had nobody to talk to. Father, let there be an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, we thank you in advance. Oh God, that you're gonna heal that pastor, that you're gonna deliver their mind, that oh God, that you go by Shandoho Baha, that you're gonna move on their behalf like never before, that you're gonna open doors that they thought would never open, that you're gonna make ways that they thought they didn't weren't sure that you could make. Even that pastor that is doubting your power, Father, show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty on their ministry's behalf, on their family's behalf. That pastor whose marriage is on the rocks because the ministry has almost destroyed their marriage. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would get in between their marriage, that you would begin to open doors for their marriage, that you would begin to make the love come back into their marriage like never before, God. I thank you, oh God, and every witch, I suffer you not to live now, that have prayed against every leader, even that have prayed against this revival. I come against your works now. I know I see you in the spirit, and I come in the airways where the prince of the air is moving, and I tell the prince of the air, the prince of Louisiana, the prince of Alexandria, you're going to get out of the way now for the power and the workers of God in the name of Jesus. And we declare it to be so. Yes, Lord.
Now, as you can see, as we are on this radio, the presence of God is in this radio station. God is here.
Yes, my God.
If there is any need that you may have, please don't forget to pick up the phone. I know the phone is ringing, and we know that God is hearing and God is moving. But we want you to call in 318-484-2500. If you can't get through, keep calling. Keep calling. We got you. We got you in prayer. We're calling out different situations. We're calling out different things. If that's you, just say, Lord, I agree. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And that toll-free number is 877-464-2500. Call in your prayer request. Send it to us on Facebook. If you can't reach us them areas, 918-284-5030. Call the number. We are here to stand in the gap for you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Don't forget the revival that is happening on tonight at 7 p.m. at 704 Wilson Street in Glenmora, Louisiana. None other than Pastor Savannah Sumbler, who is allowing us to come in and just to share and to protect the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thanking God for all that he's going to do tonight, all that he's going to do this weekend.
Yes,
we're thanking God for a mighty move of his presence tonight. We believe in God. We're standing on his word. You don't want to miss what God is doing. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God that tonight, fire, 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 7 p.m. Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. Amen. Glory be to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Call in your prayer request. 318-484-2500. And we want to thank all the ones who are looking at us on live on Facebook. Vanessa Boats, we are praying for you. Onetta Fake, Conley, we are praying for you. Miss Tilly, we are praying for you. We are praying for Miss Pelican. We are praying. Come on, Apostle.
Miss Regina.
Miss
Hall. Eddie Stallings.
Evelyn Keller.
Amiko. Avery.
Yes.
RJ. Isaiah.
Thank you,
Justin.
Jesus.
We are praying for all of you, God.
Thank
bless
you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Evan Keller, we are praying for you.
Overseer Mary Nixon, we're praying for you. Glory to God. Tevon Deb, we're praying for you. Keisha Johnson, hallelujah. We are praying for you today. Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. I dare you to just go up and worship even while
you're
alive.
Yes,
your heart is a sign of worship.
Yes, that's
come
it.
Come on, I feel
that's
the
it. That's
of God.
It.
I'm trying to shake it, but I feel the glory. He's coming. There's going to be fire tonight with this fire
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Come on and hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on and tell him thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's
and bless him. He's worthy of the praise.
He's worthy
of the glory. He's worthy of the adoration and the honor.
Yes, Lord.
Honey, if you got to pull over your car, just give him some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you got to do, this is the moment right here.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes.
Glory to God. You can't position him and petition him, and he don't show up. Not if you're sincere and your heart is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. And we bless and we praise you. We magnify your name, God. Father, I pray for those people, Lord God, that is addicted to drugs, not just drugs on the street, Father. Fentanyl, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for those that are put on drugs, of prescription drugs, Father. Mm. That's what I'm trying to say, Lord God. Father, I send the blood of Jesus over all of those that are hooked on prescription drugs, Father. Father, I thank you, Father, that the doctors will see, Lord God, by the Spirit of God, that they don't need the prescription drugs. Father, your word said that the God's word is medicine to their bodies, Lord God. Father, you say we believe, Father, and we apply it by faith, Lord God. You will raise them up, oh God, off their bed of affliction if they believe, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we speak to that person that's on drugs, Lord God. Father, where there's a prescription, where there's a street drugs, we come against that spirit, oh God, of alcoholism, fornication, God, even homosexuality, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against it right now, God. Father, when you sent your men and women into our territory, God, you have given them power, oh God, to tread up on anything that's not of you, Lord God.
Jesus.
And Father, we take our authority by the authority of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose the power of the Holy Ghost, Father. Just like there was a cloud by day and fire by night. Father, we thank you for the cloud by day. But we thank you tonight there will be
the fire,
Jesus. And not just at Mount Pergam, Lord God, but in the atmosphere, the God.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Let the fire of God burn up everything that's not of you in this territory, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let it be a place where it's getting back to worshiping God and you alone, Lord, in Jesus' name today. We call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So we will be doing a revival at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church, 704 Wilson Street, Glenmore, Louisiana. The pastor of the church is Pastor Savannah Sumbler. Please come out and join us 7 p.m. sharp. We will start on time, 7 p.m. sharp.